Gout is often thought of as a disease of the past. It's commonly associated with the likes of King Henry VIII and Benjamin Franklin. Throughout history, it's been described as a condition caused by unhealthy lifestyles. However, it is a chronic metabolic condition, very much a modern-day affliction. Approximately 5 million American adults suffer from this condition, and it is the most common form of inflammatory arthritis in men. Joining us on the WDIS Newsline to talk about gout is Dr. Zober Pastor, clinical professor, Department of Family Medicine at the University of Wisconsin. Hello, doctor. How are you?
A pleasure. That's great. I'm feeling fine. Thank you so much.
Doctor, tell us more about gout. How does it manifest itself? What are the symptoms? How big a problem is it?
Well, gout is a metabolic disease. In other words, what that means is that your body just doesn't process some of the byproducts of metabolism, the things that we digest properly, specifically a protein. And we build up something called uric acid in our bloodstream. And if you're predisposed to it, you have an elevated uric acid and you've got this predisposition, this metabolic disorder, what you have is then gout flares. Now, a flare is a red, hot, tender, swollen joint. The most common joint that actually produces the gout flare is the great toe. But it can be in many, many different parts of the body. But there's an old-fashioned belief that gout is caused by diet, but in fact, diet isn't the issue. The issue is you're born with that inherited trait, and then diet may play a role, but the main role is the fact that you've got the gene, and so you've got the gout.
How do we treat gout, doctor?
Well, initially, you treat that flare. As I said, it's almost like a volcano erupting. It's painful beneath the surface. What you do is you treat that with an anti-inflammatory drug, indomethacin being the most common prescription drug that's used to treat a gout flare. And after the gout flare is under control, then the real issue is you want to treat the underlying cause. And you do that by lowering uric acid. When you lower the uric acid to a point below 6.0, that magic number is 6, if you lower it below that, you will greatly reduce or even eliminate the number of gout flares that you have. And nobody wants a gout flare, so getting that gout flare close to zero is exactly what you're looking for.
Now, I was surprised that so many Americans are suffering from this condition. I guess it's pretty common, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, what's happened is it's become even more common. The physician's health studies show that when you gained about 20 pounds, once you gain about 20 pounds, you double the chances that you are going to develop gout. So clearly, obesity plays a role in gout. It turns out that having high fructose corn syrup, which is mostly in soda pop, plays a role in gout. But even if you lower your waistline and decrease the high fructose corn syrup and cut out the liver and onions and the shellfish that you're eating, even if you do all of that, you can only lower your uric acid by at most 1 point. And for most people with gout, in order to get it to that magic number of 6.0, they've got to lower it 3 or 4 points. And frankly, the only way to do that is through medication.
Well, I understand that there is an education campaign to let people know more about gout. Tell us about that.
Oh, absolutely. The education campaign, really, if you want to go to a good website, it's gout.com. It tells you what gout is, what the root causes of gout are, where medications play a role. I think the education campaign is that a lot of people, first of all, don't know they have gout. They get a red-hot swollen toe, and they think that maybe it's an infection or maybe they hit it or banged it, or they have gout that just sort of smolders, and so they don't see their physician. So the first thing is you need a diagnosis. You need to see a doctor if you think you have gout to find out if you have it. But the other part of the education campaign is that people who have gout often think that the reason why they're continuing to have flares is because of lifestyle. They think because they had that extra beer that beer caused the flare, when in fact they have that extra beer Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Why should it do it on Saturday? Well, the answer is their uric acid is too high. So the educational campaign is to try to get people to understand that they need to take a medication that is adequate to lower their uric acid below that magic number of 6. And a drug that's been on the market, one drug is allopurinol. It's been on the market for 40 years, very effective drug for many patients with gout. But for those people whose uric acid is not lowered to that magic number, there's a new kid on the block, a drug called Uloric, which in the 80 milligram dose is much more effective than the older drug that we've been using in the past.
Doctor, I'm afraid we're almost out of time. If people wanted to get more information about gout and its treatment, is there a way to do that?
You bet. Gout.com, the best place to get treatment, and also with your doctor. Talk to your doctor about gout, especially if you're flaring, to make sure you get the best treatment, because the informed patient gets the best treatment.
Doctor, thank you very, very much for coming on WDIS.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, take care, sir.
You too.
Bye-bye. You've been speaking with Dr.